The Grow My Cleaning Company podcast helps owners of cleaning companies just like you to grow your company and yourself so you can make more money and finally get the time and money freedom that probably got you into this business. Discover how to automate and create systems that allow you to grow like crazy without losing control. If you dig the show and want to show some love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes. It really helps. Enjoy the show. Hey, Cleaning Nation, Mike Campion here with Kevin and Brandy Porty. They are out of Wasilla, Alaska. Don't worry, I looked it up. It's an actual place that exists in the world. I didn't believe it for the first couple of clients we had from there, but apparently it exists. I've not been, but I think it's a real place. So I'm really excited about talking about these guys for a couple of reasons. One, I know them and I know their story, and I know it's super representative of a large swath of you guys, Cleaning Nation. They are at the place where they've got some employees and yet they're still cleaning. So we kind of get, there's just starting, which is great. There's I'm cleaning 24/7. I have no employees. They freak me the crap out. And then there's where Brandy and Kevin are, where, you know, we got employees, but we're still scared. We're still kind of holding on, and it's still got a hold of our lives. Also, they're 3-4 weeks in, not even halfway, probably closer to a third of the way through our Clean Profit Method stuff. So they don't know everything, but they've got a lot of stuff. So I think it's a good opportunity for them to share where they're at in their journey today. And oh, I'll bet you we'll have them on in like 2-4 months when they're like completely out of cleaning. Those are always fun, by the way. We have the best are when they're like, haven't joined the program. They're completely scared, know nothing, working a ton and making no money. Halfway through the program, things are better, but they're still terrified. And like, they're like, I think I got this. And then like 3 or 4 minutes after, like, oh my God, everything's easy. So anything I said about that you'd like to add to, change, modify, or any rude remarks you just want to make out of the blue?
No, I think the biggest thing is that, in the end of 2019, we purchased the business. So it was already established. It already had clients, already had employees. We just didn't know how to maximize our profits and, you know, how to like get the most out of it that was already there.
Mm-hmm. And just so you guys know, for a little context, that you said you purchased at end of 2019.
Yes, sir.
Cool. We're recording this end of 2021. So we've got about 2 years in. All right. So when you had it, did the previous owner say he or she or they were still cleaning, or is that something that you guys implemented? Or
no, Zalori wasn't, she wasn't cleaning. She'd come help every now and then, but she would did just what I done, left. But she wasn't into cleaning no more.
Okay, so when you all came in, did you start cleaning immediately, or did you like get kind of sucked into it, or how did that transition from supposedly her not clean? And by the way, when people say I don't clean very much, just when I get called in, that's often more than you think it is, but not always. Oh, so how did your journey, once you took over, did you start cleaning right off the bat? You never got out, or how'd that work?
I never got out of it. I was always there
Kevin was an employee already. So Kevin was an employee before we purchased it.
And before this company.
Before, yes. Yeah. He was cleaning. And then she decided to sell it and she approached us. And so we purchased it. I was actually teaching. I have a teaching degree. So I was not in the cleaning business at all. Wow. I also have an accounting degree. So I kind of like was excited about the idea of owning a business and like putting my accounting, you know, my business mindset to work. But for the first 2 years, I was still teaching. So I was really, I was completely hands off. But so, Kevin continued to work.
So it's only been 2 years. Are you still teaching? Or are you completely full-time with the business?
No. So I took a leave this year and to put some more effort into the business and to really see what we could get out of it. I wanted to be able to focus on it and see if this was a possibility for supporting our family. And, this is, 6 months into my leave and I don't think I'll go back into teaching. I think we can make this work. I'm positive that we can make this work and that we can support our family. I mean, we have 3 kids that are, young, elementary, middle school age, you know, thinking about the future and putting them through college and things like that. So, I know that we have the clients and the money there. It's just to maximize the profits so that we can start saving for our kids.
So hopefully what you guys, Clean Nation and gals, are seeing is a lot. Hopefully we haven't talked one whit yet about tactics and techniques, and we will. We'll talk a little bit about that. But everything so far is beliefs, right? Kevin came into the thing as an employee, and I think you might have told me that, and I've forgotten. When you said that, I'm like, that's new information or information I had forgotten to access. So thank you for catching me up along with Clean Nation. So it is different when the default for, so the old owner didn't clean and just assumed that's how my life is. Kevin cleaned, and when he bought the business, the biggest issue, and again, we'll talk about tactics and how to do it, was just the identity shift for Kevin from cleaner to owner. And the belief of, can we actually, like, before we hit record, he was talking about last night, he's like, you know, I went out, or I should say my habits, you know, habits pulled him out to the field. He went, wait a second, I have employees here and they know what they're doing. So I left. And that wasn't anything we taught. Okay, go out to the thing, look around and go, wait a sec, I have employees, and leave. That was just Kevin's mindset shifting from, wait a second, I'm not a cleaner, I'm an owner. If I'm cleaning, who's the frick's running the company? And if I'm paying these guys to clean, why am I here? Like, I should either clean it and save the money, or if I'm going to pay these, I should go be with my family. So walk through, again, just having been in the program, you know, not even a month yet, what beliefs have you learned, and kind of how has that felt, and what actual tactics, if any, have you learned? Because I know you're still in the foundational part. So kind of give us the mix of, here's the beliefs shift that we've been making that's been helpful, and here's the actual things that we do with our bodies during the day that's been helpful or not.
Yeah. Do you want to do the beliefs?
Do it.
Like, how has your mindset changed?
I guess talking to you, and I'm pretty sure that's what happened, talking to you. Listen to somebody else, not just going out on my own, thinking that I don't know. It's just like,
I think what he's trying to say is like, from the listening to other people, like you always thought, we've talked about it, that we don't want to clean forever. Like, we don't want to, spend time away from our kids. And, but we never thought it was possible. I don't know, like 100% possible, because there's always these odd jobs that we do. And it's listening to, you know, getting on the tactical calls, the mindset calls, and just listening, and then meeting all these people that have done it, and realizing that, yeah, it is possible. And for us, it was understanding how to manage the money, or the business part of it, and being able to, maximize our profits and get the most out of the clients that we have now. Because I really think that we have the client base and the employees to start saving money. We just, I don't know right now, don't know where it's going or where it's at. So it's learning how to manage the money and how to, that part. And then of course, getting more employees would be nice too.
So hopefully y'all are hearing how the beliefs really tie in with what we do. So there's two or three things. I heard both of you in different ways say, we'd like to get out of cleaning someday, but embedded in that is, we'd like to get out of cleaning right now. We just, if we were truly honest with ourselves and with each other, we don't think that's really possible. And then the underlying belief below that is, because you said, oh, we do odd jobs. So there's some embedded belief, which are the worst, by the way, the beliefs that are in there, but we never verbalize or bring out to the light. So we can't argue with them if they're subconscious and we never bring them out to look at them. How can you ever fight against something that's never spoken, right? So I think the sub belief is, we're not good enough at business, we're not good enough with our money. We have to go work to subsidize the business. If we just ran a quote unquote real business without us cleaning, we're too dumb, we don't have the skills, whatever weird stories that are not the truth, by the way. That's, we're just not good enough, right? We have to clean more because that's what we do and that's what we're worth. So that, see how all this is identity stuff. So far, we really haven't talked much about the change in the business, but it's funny if you guys, Cleaning Nation, as well as the Porties, are like, the beliefs that we have about ourselves and our business, we're unwilling to change. Just tell us what to do. I can vomit every bit of information I've learned over 20 years on how to systematize a business. But if you're not willing to be different people, you'll just go, oh, that would be great. But my business is different. We're different. You don't understand, you know, excuse, excuse, excuse. So I love that you're starting to change. We can't understand the money. And there was a perfect example of Kevin going, I went out to clean because that's what I do. Like, kind of got a click or a response. People are out. Kevin goes out and hustles. And then he looked around and went, wait a second. Son of God, I don't think I need to be here. So that change in belief is going to make the tactics super easy. But if your belief is, I got to be here, they're too dumb, it won't work. And even underneath that, the sneaky belief is, we're not good enough with money, or, you know, that's for other people, it won't work. So I love the first thing you said is hang out with different people, right? Many of you, if not most of you, have heard, you know, if you take the net worth of the five people you spend the most time with, that's your net worth, right? If you take that average, that's it. If you take the average belief system of the people that you spend time with, that's your belief system. So with you guys, if you're mostly spending time with employees, it's easy to get an employee mindset. When you start spending time with other owners that are successful, and if you spend a bunch of time with other loser owners, and that's, I shouldn't say loser owners, other owners that are getting the results that you don't want, they don't want, that's going to hurt. That's one of the things I hate about Facebook groups is, like, you don't know who's who and what they're doing, if they really know their crap. But we spend, it's kind of like the blind leading the blind. Everyone's like, you know how to get out of cleaning? I don't know. Here's what I tried. Did it work? No, but you should try it, right? So when you start spending time with people that are actually getting the results that you want, living the life that you want, you start getting the results that you want. Anything I've said that you agree, disagree?
You know, I to kind of go off of that, the lady who introduced us to you, Mike, owns a residential cleaning business, and she, we've been in a small business group. So we've been in this group where we talk to other small business owners, and we get together once a week, a couple of other times. But she saw something in us that, like, she knew that we could be successful too. And so it was somebody on the outside looking in and saying, I know somebody who can help you be the best that you can be, because I know you can be better. And she actually invited us to her office and showed us a little bit of what this whole, your program was about, and then introduced us to you. And then that was like, she had talked about it for a few months, and then she finally made that introduction. But I think that's what it is, you know, it is surrounding yourself with other people that are like-minded, who want the same goals, and have faith in you that sometimes you don't have in yourself.
Man, that is so, you said that so well, Brandy. And I want to make a little disclaimer, because I promise you there's people out there going, well, I don't have a cool, you know, group like that, and my group doesn't have another successful owner, so that doesn't work for me. Guys, this is that group, right? That's why we do the podcast. That's why I have so many of our clients on. I want you to hear different people, old, young, black, white, Alaska, Canada, you know, just starting, you know, every stage, and go, well, holy crap, this could be your business group of exclusively owners of cleaning companies. And that's why I love having our clients on, because especially at the early stages when they're still a little wobbly, and you can kind of see that deal. So first of all, I don't want you guys to go, well, if I just had a group like that, or if that's so nice that you have Breeze, the name of the woman who's such a sweetie, that kind of took these guys under her wing and wanted to help. Maybe you don't have a Bree in your life, but you're here. If you're listening to this podcast, you have access to the community. We've got a Facebook group. There's lots of tools. There's hundreds and hundreds of interviews with people like that. So I just want to encourage you guys, don't feel left out. Well, if I had that group and I could, you know, if only I could know Bree, then all my life would be better. Not the case. You're here. There's a community. I promise we've done 100. I think Bree might have actually been on a podcast, so you can meet her. Just look for Bree in the podcast. You'll find it. That said, I love what you said, Brandy, about, man, it just took someone. And Bree's not omnipotent, or, you know, she's just a nice lady. But the fact that she said, I think I see, and she told me the same thing about you guys. She was talking that same story that she said, I think they got, she told me the same thing. So it wasn't just to make you feel good. She saw that. And the funny thing is, you guys were that, whether Bree and or I or anyone else on this podcast recognizes it, but there was still some magic in having another human being that you felt highly of, or that you respected to some degree, come to you and go, I think y'all got this, right? So how did that help? And is there a way for those people that don't have that in their life that any feedback you'd give for them?
I mean, just like I said, she got us here. And so I would, like you said, there's people out there. You just kind of have to find them. And Facebook, social media, you know, but there's groups, no matter how big or small your town is, there's groups of small business owners out there. You just have to go out there and search them. And they may not be cleaning owners. Like the group that we're with, they're not owners of cleaning companies. They're owners of different types of businesses. But it's just to, you know, to be around those types of people, just to have those conversations about business and how that works. And then it's definitely a mindset thing and to surround your people, but you just, you know, there's a chamber of commerce or small business, BNI chapters or however it is, but there's groups in your town that are meeting small business owners, and you got to get out there and find them because they're there.
I'm glad we mentioned that y'all are from Wasilla, Alaska. So I'm guessing 80% of the people listening are from a larger town than that. So it's not like they're New York City. It's like, oh, you've got all these opportunities that, you know, the rest of us, you know, folks don't have. Not the truth. The second thing I want to mention is it's such a cliche, but it's a cliche because there's a reason. It's true. That saying of when the student is ready, the teacher appears, right? So you might have known Bree for quite a while, but when you guys were kind of ready in your own lives to be like, we need something different, I'm sure you didn't go to Bree and go, hey, we had a conversation, we've decided we want to change, and are there ways that you can help us? I don't think it was that formal at all. No. But you had that change inside, and she, just as a person that knew you and liked you, was like, I think she'd mentioned you guys once or twice and nothing happened, but there's something that clicked that she goes, these guys are freaking ready for us. So, you know, I don't want to write down like, here's what to say or how to do it, but they were just people like, we're done. We want something different in our lives. And that started attracting people and resources and yes, knowledge that could help them. So first you kind of have to be ready. Like we were talking before we started, again, we're recording this in December, mid-December, and Brandy's like, man, I don't know, end of the year, maybe that wasn't the best timing. And I'm like, you know, we do this all the time, and your timing is the best timing. So I do want to encourage all of you guys and gals, don't be like, oh, first of the year, first of the quarter, when the season changed, when my kid goes to school, when he gets out of school, when I have more money, like all this external stuff really means nothing. It is 1,000% when you decide I've got to have a different life. That's when you start taking action. Don't give yourself the excuse of, well, you know, once I retire, once whatever, it's really you when you go, I got to have a different life. I got to do something different. That's the time. I don't care if it's Christmas Day. That's the time you got to go forward. All right. So just so I don't get skewered by all of our lovely Cleaning Nation fans, give us some tactical stuff. What changes have you made in your business and what result, good or bad, right? I did this and it sucked, or I did that and I loved it. Anything you're willing to share about change over the last 3 or 4 weeks we've been together that you've made, and how's it felt? How's it looked? Are you too early on? Just give us whatever tactical, now that we've gone over the mindset, how they should think and show up. What have you done that you've been like, this is amazing, everyone else should do this?
I really enjoyed, like I said, the numbers part of it. So learning, like the numbers behind the accounting part of it. I guess Kevin's more of the cleaner part of it. So we definitely, like he said earlier, have been trying to step back from cleaning. That was like one of the first things, like you said, it was like, I remember in our first meeting, it's like, when do you want to stop cleaning? Set that date. And so we have that date set for March. And we're just trying.
Hold on. If we're going to share with the world, literally, let's share with the world. What day in March will the Porties be done cleaning?
March the 1st.
Beautiful. So feel free, any and all, to reach out to, what's the name of your guys' company in Wasilla?
Aurora Cleaning Service.
Aurora Cleaning Company, March 1st, and go, hey, just checking. Are you guys good? We done cleaning? Or March 31st and go, hey, it's been a month. Y'all haven't touched your map, right? We good? Feel free, Cleaning Nation, to bring the fury.
Yeah. We are going to be there because honestly, we've made that step we started making those steps to step back. Our next part of the whole, you know, system is to set up our hiring funnel. And I think that's also going to help to get some more employees in there. You know, you're always worried about having too many employees and not enough work, having too much work and not enough employees. So it's trying to find that balance and then just be able to kind of hand over the reins to somebody else to manage. That's sort of where our next steps are.
And it's funny because, believe it or not, I know you guys are like, I'm ready to tell me what to do to hand over the reins. And I'm like, oh, we're going to talk to you so much more about who to be to hand over the reins, right? Like, you know, last night when Kevin went to clean, he didn't need any what to do. He knew what he needed to do. Stop it, cut it out, go home. And he did all three of those things. But it was because he was the right person. He had that, and he woke up this morning and went, holy crap, nothing burned down. No one fired us. Like, you know, I didn't get cancer. Like, life just went, I guess it's going to be okay. So I love that. And I want to encourage you guys, Cleaning Nation. You see how I keep saying, what tactical things do you do? And they keep going, what we believe. We decided. That's a belief, a story they're telling ourselves. We're never going to clean again after March 1st. We started taking the steps that made sense, but until we knew, is it March 1st of 2027, 2022? Is it February? What are we doing? They don't know what steps to take. So all this keeps coming back to belief, 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 belief. And the last thing I want to say is, even Brandy, who's like, I've got a, you know, a background in finance. The big thing that she said that I wish ever I could imbue into all of your brains, Clean Nation, is I got really excited about looking at the books. So many times when people come to us, they're like, oh boy, I have, you know, I got a shoebox full of receipts. I wish I had a shoebox full of receipts. I don't even have that. I got nothing but hope, man. And they're terrified. They don't want to kick on that rock. They're afraid of what they're going to see. And that fear keeps them from kicking over that rock and see what they're going to see. And just changing the perspective from, I don't want to look at it, it's going to be bad. That's a tough one. No matter what I tell you to do, if that's how you come at it, you're going to struggle. Not you, any human. But when you have the mindset that Brandy has. And by the way, for those of you out there go, well, she has a degree and blah, blah, blah. She had that degree 6 months ago. It wasn't just the degree, right? It's the attitude of, holy crap, I think I can do this. And guess what? The stuff that we teach her is the same stuff that we teach all y'all. So it's not like, and I don't have a degree in that stuff. So you know, the problem is they give you a degree in accounting, which is wildly different in the key numbers that you need to understand to run your business. Completely different about accounting, which is more about, how do I calculate how much tax I got to pay the government, which that's between you and a CPA. How do I know what numbers are important and how to move those numbers? That's what we can help you with. But if your attitude is, it's too hard, I'm too dumb, it'll be terrible, then that shall be your experience. But when you go like, Brandy, I'm really looking forward to it. It's going to be great. So she went from, we'd like to quit cleaning, but we don't know if we make enough money and it won't pay the bills. And, you know, we took 6 months off the thing to just see. And I feel like maybe we could, to, yeah, I know the numbers I need. I know how to manipulate those damn things. And I'm going to create the life that I want. Am I putting words in your mouth, or how are you feeling?
No, that's it. That was, like you said, I've had an accounting degree for years. And I had it whenever we started this business, but I haven't used it. I haven't looked. Yeah. I haven't looked into, I guess, what do you like, the behind the scenes of the business, and it's learning all of that. So, yeah.
And I want to encourage Brandy and Cleaning Nation. We have so many people with accounting degrees that are terrified of their books. We have so many people that come from an HR background and don't know how to build a team. So many people that have an MBA in business and don't know how to build a business. So be okay with yourself if you've got this specialized skill and you're like, generalized skill specifically, because again, no offense to 92% of the teachers that teach business out there don't know a damn thing about business and haven't run a business and couldn't run a business. If they could, they wouldn't be teaching for $48,000 a year plus benefits. I guarantee them to you that. So no judgment to those people. Just, you got to understand what you're getting and who's teaching you, and be like, all right, has this guy ever really run a business? And is he really taught, you know, he teaches people how to pass tests and get A's, but the government, you know, working for the government school, there's a spectrum of things that you could do. Being an entrepreneur is the exact opposite of being a teacher. So I want to give all of those of you that have these specialized skills that you feel like you haven't been using permission to go, they're not really specialized, they're generalized. And it's okay to kind of look at specialized education. And then for those of you that don't have this, please don't go, well, Brandy's got this, blah, blah, blah. I promise you, there's the only experience you can have for running a business is running a daggum business. That's it. There's no other way to, you can't teach someone how to get a haircut over the phone. The only way to do it at some point, you have to cut hair. You can't be like, I read a lot of books and I watched a lot of videos. Like, I understand, but have you ever taken scissors and put them to someone's hair? And if the answer is no, you're just going to have to practice. All right. We are running way out of time, but you guys have been fascinating. Kevin hasn't spoken at all. So his punishment is we're going to let him wrap this thing up. Kevin, you can say anything you want about anything in the state of the earth, business, good, bad, or indifferent. Try not to curse. Kevin, wrap us up with the show, my friend. Oh,
it just felt good last night. I don't know. It felt good just to go in there wanting to work. And my mind went in there thinking, I'm going to do it all. I'm going to go in there. She needs help. I'm going to go in there and do it all. And I get in there and I start doing a little bit. And I said, nope, that's it. Done. Got to go.
And it's so just what changed you from I'm going to do it all to I'm not going to do one more bit. I'm quitting right now. What changed?
Talking to you, listen to you talk.
I didn't talk to you last night. What happened inside your head?
About, I don't know, about the talk. You getting my mindset right? Listening all the modules and paying attention to the little things, I guess, and just had to get my mindset right, thinking. I thought I'd never do it though, but it's happening. So it's a good thing.
Yeah. And it sounds like it wasn't all that internal struggle for you. You just, it wasn't like you fought and wrestled.
It isn't. I really thought it was going to like, I can't do it, but yeah, it felt good just to get in there and leave and not worry. I guess that was my point. Worry about it, but nothing happened. I mean, she did it. So yeah.
And I love that you're identifying, you get to choose if you worry. So I don't know how much we would have really served you if you went home and stressed out all night. It's like, well, if you're going to do that, you might as well just stay there and clean and not stress out. The fact that you're able to go, she's an adult woman who I'm paying to do in a job. She's going to cash that check. Either she's going to do the job right and we'll continue, or she's not. I'll fire and get someone else that can. No big deal. Like, I love that you opted into the beliefs that would allow you to enjoy your evening off as opposed to just being miserable somewhere else.
Mm. Yeah. It's surprising to me, but it happened.
The most fun is when the client is the most surprised at his own behavior. All right, I'm going to give you guys a quick story and a couple of resources, and we're going to call it a day. So I forget where I heard the story. I'd love to give credit, but the story is there's a missionary, and one of the guys he's trying to help comes and says, you know, I can't memorize scripture. I tried and I tried and I tried, and I just can't do it. My brain don't work that way. And the missionary says, let me help you out. Do me a favor and I'll help you out. Take this basket. It's a wicker basket, and go fill it up with water and bring it back to me. So the guy's like, that's wicker. Kind of a lot of holes in this thing. I don't know how it's going to work. He's like, just trust me. So he goes down, fills the thing up. He's like trying to cover it with his arms to keep all the water in. But by the time he gets back to the missionary, it's empty. And he says, it's a wicker basket. It's full of holes. What do you want from me? And he said, try it again. And the same thing happens. And he makes him do it a third time. By the third time, the guy's getting exasperated. He goes, I'll go as many times as you want, but this isn't going to work. And he goes, gotcha. Is the basket clean or dirty? And the guy's like, it's clean. What do you mean? He goes, you keep putting the water through it, you're going to get clean. So the point he was making was, even if you can't memorize the scripture, if you're putting your mind in the scripture, that's the belief you're going to have. So I like picking on Kevin when I go, what changed? He goes, I don't know. He was just putting his mind in different stories. So before, he was hanging out with people like, you got to work. That's the only way you make money. Don't be lazy. I'm guessing your parents and your family, God bless them, mine were the same way. We're hardworking, like get up, get out, go get it kind of folk, which is nothing wrong with that. But that was what you were kind of washing your brain in. So now you've been brainwashed on purpose by us. And we're just telling you different stories. So your mind, you've been running it through my crazy voice and all our mindset coaches and all the other successful people telling you a different thing. You couldn't help but have a mind that was different than before you put the water through it 2-3 times. Does that make sense?
Exactly what happened.
Beautiful. Yeah, I just realized the brainwashing. I'm like, that's what we do here. We get paid to brainwash. That might be a good thing. All right, guys, gals, if you would like more brainwash, this is good. I want more. Good news is we've done 700 of these podcasts. We've got a 15,000 member Facebook group. I would probably start with the on-demand training. It's the best thing we got, the 5 shifts you need to make to grow a cleaning company now. Good news is all for free. I don't think we have a single thing for sale at growmycleaningcompany.com. You can go to Amazon, get my books if you really want to spend some money. Anyway, growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now. See you there.
Well, here we are, the end of the podcast, and you made it. Great job. I've got a little bonus for you before for sticking through with me, but like I mentioned before, if you got value out of this podcast and you want to show a little love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes, Spotify, wherever the heck you're listening to this thing, share with a friend, share the love. And as a special thank you for those of you that stuck with me to the end, how about I give you my personal phone number so we can text? It's a great way for me to get to know you, your business, your goals personally. So shoot me a text now, 602-932-6431. That's 602-932-6431. I am the only one who responds to these texts, and I will personally respond to everyone I possibly can as long as this number is manned. Don't know how long we're going to keep this at the end of the podcast, so grab it now. 602-932-6431. Give me a text. Say hey. Can't wait to meet you.